Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Smells like bliss in here. Need I ask, Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
I am very blissed. I've been writing about it this morning.
Well, Dr. Shealy, tell us about it.
Well, you know, interestingly, I received an email. I get an email one or two every day from somebody with the results they're getting using one of the blessed oils. This is an interesting one. It's a woman with recent post-herpetic, post-shingles pain, very severe, non-remitting. Mm-hmm. And one of our TA-certified practitioners put on earth and water bliss with total relief of her post-herpetic pain.
Wow.
Remarkable. It's one of the hardest pains to control.
You know, there's got to be, in my opinion, there's got to be a correlation between positive outlook, being happy, and being free from disease and pain.
Oh, yes. That's been known, Vince, probably forever, but it actually, I found publications on it in the 70s. That people who had back surgery, who were depressed before the surgery, had a much, much higher failure rate with surgery. You know, and that goes into everything. If you are not happy, nothing in life works well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about our son who was at the university, and part of one of his classes was, surviving an interview. And, our family just, I think it's genetic, we just don't take direction very well. But so anyway, he was, he was in this class and, he was asked, you know, under extreme pressure. I mean, everybody's watching, everybody in the whole class is watching. And he has this, very interesting outlook on life. He's happy. And so the instructor said, why should I hire you for this job? And he said, well, I'm not so sure you should. As a matter of fact, I'm here to interview you, see if I want this job.
Oh, God love him.
He said something like, I understand what the job is about. But what I really want to do is make sure that you and I are going to get along, because if we don't get along, it would be horrible for both of us. So,
oh, my. Which one was that?
Well, so when it came time to analyze and review and dissect what happened, the entire class thought that that was the most risky, outrageous, but best performance of all who were interviewed, and they thought they'd hire him just because he was so forthright and willing, because he was because he was secure. And I don't know what it would be in his person and who he is that he was willing to say something like that.
And Vince, I'm glad you brought it up and why. And look, I've only known you for a few years, but I've met your mother, I've met your wife, I've met your sons, etc. And I can tell you, as an observation, the reason that this boy was our child was able to do that was he was wanted from the moment he was born.
Absolutely.
And that is the problem. If a child feels unwanted, and many of them are, remember, a minimum of 40% of all children today are born out of wedlock. They failed before they got here. And it's because their parents failed.
Yeah. It's very sad, and I don't know what to say about it, but I think that's why I think that there's a lot to be said for arranged marriages, believe it or not, because, you know, if parents are paying attention and the parents talk to the other parents, you know, maybe they know a little bit more than some of the children do. And, you know, one thing that I don't believe we teach in school is marriage, what life within marriage is like, the commitments, the some of the sacrifices, the doing for others rather than for yourself, those kinds of things, and what it's like raising children. I don't think we teach that in school. If we do, I certainly missed it.
Absolutely not. In fact, you know, the Charlie and I wrote a book way back in the late 70s called To Parent or Not, based on this whole business. Because, you know, when we were engaged, we spent 5 full months discussing our mutual values. You know, we wanted to know one another and know, you know, well enough. And when we got married, even though we knew that we were compatible, we had a conscious decision we would not start having children until 1 year after our marriage, so that we could, you know, just be sure that things were perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, and go ahead.
Well, that's the way people should plan children. You know, as a farmer, you plan breeding your livestock.
Absolutely.
And people should plan having children even more so.
Yeah. Before I married Mrs. Finelli, you know, we dated for 7 years. And I knew her from fourth grade. You know, we went to elementary school together. And we dated for 7 years. And she wanted to get married. And I said, okay, first we have to have $10,000 each in savings. She said, okay, I agree with that. And a car. And we each have to own our own car outright. I agree with that. And I kept adding on. And I said, and we have to finish our master's. And she said, okay. And we have to be secure in our jobs. And, you know, that's when I thought that having a job was something that, you know, you had to do. And she said, okay. And we accomplished all those things. And then we were able, because we were not behind the eight ball, financially, we were able to buy a nice house, and we were able, you know, it was still a fixer-upper, but it was a nice fixer-upper. And so we had no debt, and that was something that I realized how important it was to not have debt very, very early on.
Absolutely agree with you. Well, I wasn't quite as far along as you, but we both had finished our primary training. You know, Charlie had finished nursing school. I was in the midst of my neurosurgical residency. So we both had an income, and we weren't in debt. And I don't think, I don't understand this business of going into huge debt to get through college today.
And when we were engaged, it wasn't really a formal engagement, and the wedding wasn't a very large wedding either. I asked Mrs. Finelli. I said, "Would you rather have an engagement ring, like you know, a diamond ring, like everyone else has, or almost everyone else has, or would you rather have another room on the house, meaning, you know, a slightly larger house?" And she looked at me like, that's a silly question. Of course I'd rather have the room on the house.
Well, you know, and ours was, should we buy antique furniture? You know, we lived in Boston at the time, and there were all kinds of wonderful old antiques. And so we invested in any, we're not talking about big expensive antiques, by the way, but we invested in furniture for our home instead of an engagement ring. My favorite probably was a curly maple 7 foot long sideboard that came from the Miles Standish home in Marblehead.
We paid
all of a $75 for it, and the antique dealer who put us onto it charged us $50 for it. And it was valued many years later when I gave it away because we didn't have space for it anymore at $3,400.
Well, that's what we did. And Dr. Shule, you've been to our farm, and you know it's full of antiques, and we have done the same thing. So we've invested in really low cost antiques. I mean, we have oil paintings from the 1800s. I mean, very large portraits. We have, but nothing's new in our house. I mean, nothing's new, including our vehicles. I mean, I guess the only thing that I buy that's new would be fuel, oil filters, and oil. Other than that, it's probably...
And lots and lots and lots, if I remember correctly, of gas.
Yeah. We have a diesel. We have a lot of diesel, propane, diesel. Yeah. That's. And by the way, Dr. Shule, just so our class knows, what I do is I will find, if I can, a used fuel tank, a clean used fuel tank. I'll buy that, and then I'll set it up in a location that is safe from the house, and then I will time the purchase of diesel fuel. So that, you know, I look at the charts and I look at, okay, nobody's buying home heating oil, which is the same as diesel, except for the color and the tax. Other than that, it's identical. I'll wait till it's at the lowest price of the year, and then I'll buy it in bulk. So I will have, diesel fuel for the tractors at the lowest price. I'll buy it in bulk, and I'll have a container to put it in. So I'm not at the mercy of, fuel shortages and price increases and things like that. And if I do it right, I can buy fuel inexpensively. And I do the same thing with propane. I believe the last time I bought propane many, many years ago was $1.19 a gallon. So, I wrote out that propane panic of over a year ago when propane was selling for $4.49 per gallon if you could get it. So, and I paid $1.19. So that's what you can do. We get back. I've got so many questions for Dr. Shule about preventing birth defects, fibromyalgia, insomnia, bad memories, probiotics, cancers, and behavior problems with children. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shield is with us, a medical doctor, and if you are interested in signing up for his newsletter, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Go to the website, and you can sign up for his free newsletter, the same one that I get, easy to read, quick read, multiple times per week, and it will jog your memory as to things you need to do, and you can also do research. He's got an optimal health section in his, on his website, and it's free. It's absolutely free. It's not a membership thing. Just he's delighted to do it. Dr. Shealy, I want to thank you. I personally want to thank you. I've been getting a number of calls. People are looking at Genesis Communications Network, and they have on the on page one the top five streams, the top five audio streams for broadcast. And you and I and the faculty of USA Prepares is in the top five on Genesis Communications Network almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anytime that you go to GCN Live, you'll see the top five streams. And even when we're not on the air, even when we're not broadcasting, we're still within the top five. So the reason I'm telling you this is your name comes up very often. I mean, when someone calls me to talk about the broadcast and what we said on the broadcast, or they listen to us, or they're a member of our class, or whatever the reason they call, those who are in our broadcast classroom, your name almost always comes up, and they love hearing you. And you are one of the main reasons that we are in the top five 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So I personally want to thank you.
Well, Vince, you know, the interesting thing is this first segment that we talked today, I would call it common sense living.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Or we could say it's the Boy Scouts Be Prepared motto. I mean, we both have just exemplified that from early in our lives, we were prepared. We were thinking about where we're going and why we're going and how we're going to get there and staying ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
true.
That is really critical. If you don't prepare, if you don't think, if you don't figure things out in advance, you're always behind the eight ball.
Now, I wonder if there's a correlation, Dr. Shealy, as you were saying this, I was thinking, I wonder if there's a correlation between those who smoke, we'll talk about, I mean, smoke cigarettes, that kind of thing, inhale, apply the, uniformly distribute the tar and nicotine, you know, across the surface of the lungs. Is there a correlation between that and living a preparedness lifestyle? I wonder if there is. Because if a person smokes... Would that, you know, if a person smokes, then that person's got to know that down the end, you know, at the end of this line, things aren't going to work all out all that well, right? So,
well,
can they be a preparedness-minded person?
Well, they are low in self-esteem in general. People who take up smoking are low in self-esteem to start with. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that they get addicted to this, unfortunately, extremely unhealthy habit.
That's fascinating. You know, I have a feeling that there's a lot of accuracy in what you've just said, because I'm going through my memory of people whom I know have smoked. And, I know a man who was a newspaper editor. And a heavy, heavy smoker. After work, he'd go and have a few drinks at the bar, and he lived alone.
Well, guess what? I just looked it up on the internet, which I'm prone to do when a question comes up, and even the World Health Organization, which is not, in my opinion, the world's best thing, but according to World Health Organization, self-esteem, self-image, and tobacco use are directly linked. Adolescents who smoke tend to have low self-esteem and low expectation for further or future achievement. They see smoking as a way to cope with feelings of stress, anxiety, and depression. It stems from a lack of self-confidence. Okay, there you are.
Okay, now let's see if we can fix it. What do we do? So, Dr. Shealy, we've got someone who you know, who I know. I mean, everyone in class knows someone who might fit that description. What do we do to help that person?
Well, they need lots of nurturing, and obviously they would benefit from using Air Bliss on all 13 points twice a day.
Okay. Well, I know someone who I'm going to help, and I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to make that happen. Dr. Shealy, and I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy, during the break, I just posted a link on the website, an article about a man who was just shot. His name is LeVar Jones, and he was shot and wounded by a police officer in Columbia, South Carolina. I've been to Columbia, South Carolina. It used to be a textile area where we actually had some manufacturing going on. I think we've stopped that. But so this man, LeVar Jones, was pulled over for a seatbelt accusation by a cop. And so the cop demanded his license and registration. So LeVar Jones went to get his wallet. The cop shot him. And so here we have a situation, just another situation, because he moved for his wallet, and the cop just shot him. Now, if you look at, and there's a reason why I'm going through all this. Now, if you look at a guy named Steve Engel, he's one of us at USA Prepares. He's a historian. He's been to multiple meetings with us. He's been to the farmhouse. He's been to the meetups. He's been to the our events. He's been to some sheriff's meetings with us. Well, a cop showed up at his house and 12:30 at night, ring his doorbell, and he lives in the city, so he has his 45 with him, and he looks out the window, sees the cops, and he transfers the firearm from his right hand to his left hand and holds it by the muzzle, opens the door. The cops put a gun in his face, say, drop the gun, and Steve just freezes. Doesn't move at all. So the cops beat him up. Now, the reason I'm telling you the two stories is, one, the cops say license, registration. LeVar Jones goes for his license in his wallet and gets shot. Steve Engel freezes. He's afraid he's going to get shot by the cops who have a gun in his face, and he just stands there and gets beat up. I mean, so there really is no choice. I mean, if you move, you're likely to get shot. If you don't move, you're likely to get beat up and or shot. So it's a terrible situation. Now, the reason I'm going through all this is the death penalty. Now, in Missouri, we just put someone to death by lethal injection, and this man was accused and convicted of murder. All right. Well, in my mind, I'm thinking that there are possibilities where someone can be convicted, and some of our instructors have been convicted, wrongfully convicted, put in maximum security for rape and murder, and haven't done it, and they could have been executed because of the death penalty. So, Dr. Shuley, what I'm asking you as a medical doctor, someone who's seen life and death up close, personal, multiple times, what are your thoughts on the death penalty?
I'm opposed to it. And the reason I'm opposed to it is I don't think we can ever be practically ever be 1,000% certain. I believe people should be imprisoned, probably for life most of the time when they have been convicted of murder. But I think the fact that one innocent person is actually, euthanized, which is a kind way of putting it, it's unacceptable. And we know that there are numerous people who, after they've been killed by the law, who've been proven later to be innocent. So I don't believe in it at all. I think we should not have a death penalty anywhere.
Well, I'm in total agreement with you. Not everybody agrees with us, Dr. Shuley, but I certainly am in the same camp as you, because the system, the government, makes too many mistakes. And I was chatting about this with our engineer, Trevor, just before the broadcast. And, court is about procedure. It's about rules. It's not so much about right and wrong and what really happened. It's about manipulating and maneuvering words so that things can and can't be said. And here's something else that I wanted to share. At the meetup on Monday, there was a man sitting in the back corner of the restaurant, which is kind of unusual at Jimmy's Egg. And he's been there several times. As a matter of fact, he was at the Get Prepared Expo, and he was at the dinners. He bought three dinners. And he's very quiet, didn't say anything, just sat in the back corner. And John Dollarhite went over to say hi to him and introduce himself. We found out he was a former cop. And he was told by his superiors to write reports. There were some reports that were missing, and he was to write these reports to replace the missing reports. And he was told what to put in the reports and what to omit from the reports. And he quit. He quit because he wouldn't compromise his ethics and creating reports on the record that were not accurate. So when we and what was very interesting about this, Dr. Shuley, is at the meetup, that particular meetup was about the Blue Plague and men in black dresses. You know, some may call them judges. So men in black dresses and the Blue Plague, and this man was, you know, when I was speaking at the meetup, his eyes were glued to me. He was listening to every single word. Never said a word, though. And I found that fascinating. I could see him watching my every syllable, every word. And he never said, "Finelli, you're out of your mind. You know, cops are good." Never said that. He actually went on to the microphone and said that he witnessed this. And he said he also saw something, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. He said that he knows of two cases where MPs said to him that they couldn't wait to get out of the service so they could mess people up. That's why they wanted to, you know, they were delighted to be MPs, but they really wanted to get out and wreak havoc on us. So now the question is this a congenital situation where people, you know, are really looking to be bullies with badges and guns and tasers and handcuffs and weapons of torture? Is this congenital or is this enhanced? Is this trained or is it both?
I think it's both. I think people who choose to go into that often, you know, have that streak. And if the particular force itself, that particular department, is run by a mean, obnoxious bully, then they're likely to become that.
That absolutely makes sense, because he said it comes from the top. He said that these guys are made to do things that they don't want to do. Now, my position is, of course, I don't take direction very well, and I'm sure you don't either. But, you know, someone tells us to do something that we think is wrong, we're just not going to do it. We're going to walk away, or we might not walk away, but we're certainly not going to do it. But others, and I've talked to Mrs. Finelli about this, and she says, "Well, you know, it's their job." And I go, "I don't care whether it's their job or not. You don't harm people just because somebody above you says you're going to get fired if you don't." And then she'll say, "Well, yeah, but they have to put food on the table." But that doesn't mean you have to beat people up and violate their rights.
No, we've seemed to have reached an extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout this country, and I can't really comment on any other country because we can't trust the media for any of it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Alzheimer's, Dr. Shuley, there's some new research that says that that cells devour arginine, and so there's a link between low arginine levels and Alzheimer's.
Oh, well, there's a link between many, many, many things, biochemically and habit-wise. You know, Alzheimer's is a preventable disease, and if you intervene early, it is reversible. It just requires good all-around nutrition. The evidence is overwhelming that these people tend to be low in one or more of the B vitamins. Vitamin C, vitamin E, you know, antioxidants in general. And so it's part goes back often to a lack of common sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so if we have a family member, if we have friends or who know people, or we know people who have what appears to be Alzheimer's, what would your prescription be?
Well, first thing would be I would actually do a provocative chelation test to see what kind of heavy metals they have in them. And if they are loaded with any heavy metal, they need chelation therapy, among other things. But then secondly, I would want them to be on 100 milligrams of B-complex a day. I'd want them to be on astaxanthine, 20 milligrams a day. I would want them on tocotrienols, 100 milligrams of the gamma delta a day, which is, of course, Kayani Sunset. Vitamin C, I really do like the combination in youth formula because it's 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C and 1,000 milligrams of MSM, and they work together. And then I would say 3 or 4,000 milligrams of CoQ10. Of omega-3s and a couple of hundred milligrams of CoQ10. That's a lot of stuff, but these people need to be at nutrition as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, my mom is 92. And she just came back from her annual wellness checkup. And her doctor said, wow, I hope I'm as healthy as you are at your age. When he's at her age, if he makes it to 92. And she does, and she does take vitamin B complex, Kayani Sunset, vitamin C with MSM, CoQ10. And Kayani Nitro Extreme.
Yes.
And Dr. Sheila, she has CHF, and she used to have this coughing and fluid, and we found that by increasing her Kayani Nitro Extreme, as well as the supplements that she takes, she doesn't have that cough. She really doesn't. So
okay approval, knocking wood.
We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, my mom went to a Medicare wellness checkup. Her physician's office has been calling and calling and calling and saying, you know, we want to do it. And they wanted to have this wellness checkup with a nurse practitioner. And my mom said, no, I think I'd rather have this visit, this checkup with my doctor. And the reason for this checkup is to complete this wellness checkup questionnaire. That's what they wanted to do. That was the purpose. They really didn't want to see her. What they really wanted to do was have her fill out this questionnaire. So let me go through some of this with you, and I'd like to get some of your thoughts. So it starts out with, what is your age? 65 to 69, you check these boxes. 70 to 79, 80 or older. So she checks the 80 or older box. Are you male or female?
Yes.
Female. Now, you know, this is pretty self-evident. Now, so obviously it's not her doctor that wants this information. It's some other group, right?
Right.
Then it goes on to question three. During the past 4 weeks, how much have you been bothered by emotional problems, such as feeling anxious, depressed, irritable, sad, downhearted, and blue? And the choices are not at all, slightly, moderately, quite a bit, extremely. Then the next question. During the past 4 weeks, Has your physical and emotional health limited your social activities with family, friends, neighbors, and groups? And the choices are not at all, slightly, moderately, quite a bit, extremely. Dr. Shealy, does this seem like questions that you might ask initially, or do you think there is a nefarious purpose?
No, I think it's a typical bureaucratic bull.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, when a person comes in to see me, my number question is, great, how are you? Number two, okay, have you got any problems? And mm-hmm. if I were the genie in a bottle, what mm-hmm. would be your number one wish for me, number two, and number three? I find that very effective at getting people to tell me exactly what they hope to accomplish while they're with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. During the past 4 weeks, how much bodily pain have you generally had? No pain, mild, very mild pain, moderate pain, severe pain. And then this one actually seems to make sense. And as a medical doctor, I would want to know this of my patient, and that is, during the past 4 weeks, was someone available to help you if you needed and wanted help? Okay, you know, I think that's something that I would want to know, because I'd want to know if that person was alone. You know, what if that person needed help with meals and so forth? But then it says, for example, if you felt very nervous, lonely, or blue, got sick, had to stay in bed, needed someone to talk to, needed help with your daily chores, or needed help taking care of yourself. So they want to know if, if you need help, but if you felt nervous, lonely, or blue. It seems to get back to emotional state in these questions. Let's see. Can you prepare your own meals, yes or no? Can you go shopping for groceries or clothes without someone's help? Can you do housework without help, yes or no? Can you handle your own money without help? You know, during the past 4 weeks, how would you, I guess, rate your health in general? So those are just some of the questions that my mom was asked. When we get back, I've got some more, and I'd like to get your medical opinion on what's this all about? What do you think this is all about? And obviously, this is entered in a computer system and tracked for whatever reason. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. NormShealy.com, medical doctor, brain surgeon, surgeon of the year. NormShealy.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.